Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
49315.
And that was 49315.
49315. Jack, please. 49315.
Are you saying 193 or 493?
49315.
You may have your first and last name.
Brenda Muller.
Just one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
816 Amber Ridge Drive, Byron Center, Michigan.
Okay, I do see here you have the Everlier face cream and that eye serum. And I do see that you have a chargeback on your account as well.
A chargeback for what I paid for?
Well, it's showing that you disputed the charge.
What, how much did I get back?
Okay, well, you disputed the charge with your bank.
Yeah, but I see it's here on my check, on my credit card. It's charged on my credit card. Did they refund the money?
Okay, so it's showing that you was refunded back the $745 and the $670.
$745 and $670. Well, I have a charge here of $92.90 and $91.89. I was not supposed to get a second shipment. And that's what it was for.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so you have to give us a...
Pardon me?
Okay, so you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. That way they can verify that they did not dispute the other two charges.
I don't understand what you're saying.
So once you dispute a charge with us, there's nothing that we're able to do to your account at all?
I don't understand what you're saying.
You have disputed the charges with your bank. Once you dispute the charges, there is nothing that we will be able to do to your account at all besides counsel. It's two charges that have not been disputed. If your bank can verify that they did not dispute that charge or can verify that a dispute did not go through for those two charges, then we will be able to start a refund process. But
what were the amount of charges that were supposed to be disputed?
It was $745 and $670.
Yeah, there was a $745 and a $670 that was disputed.
Well, those two charges were disputed on our... We do see here that it was disputed.
Right. They were disputed. So what are the $92.90 and the $91.89?
Those are the charges that you was being billed the original amount of the products that you already have.
No, no, no. These were... This was a something that was for... Just for the handling and the shipping that I was supposed to get. And then you sent me another shipment and billed me twice for it. So I was not supposed to get the second shipment because I told them right off the bat, I do not want an automatic shipment. So I should not have this $92.90 or $91.89 on my bank account.
Okay, so by you not canceling out your account, you was automatically
enrolled. I did cancel it out. Right off the bat, I did. I told them I'll pay for the shipping, but I don't want an automatic shipment. But they shipped it to me anyways. And that's what the $92.90 and the $91.85 is for. And I shipped it back without even opening it.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so you have to contact your bank because you have already disputed that charge.
This charge should have never been on there.
I do understand, but while you're not calling in within those 14 days to cancel.
I just got the bill today. How was I supposed to know you were going to bill me again? I thought this was all taken care of.
Okay, so you never canceled out the account, ma'am.
Yes, I did. I canceled it out when I disputed it the first time. And
right.
they did not cancel it out. So they sent me another package and I sent it back without opening it and they billed it to me.
Okay.
And so now it should be taken off.
You wouldn't be able to cancel it out with your bank. You had to call us to cancel. It's not showing anywhere where you called in to cancel.
I called in immediately when I ordered it. I called in and I said, I don't want that shipment. And they said there wasn't anything that they could do, that the shipment was going to come forward. And I said, well, then I'll send it right back. And they billed it to me anyways.
I do understand what you're saying. Just hold on.
I don't understand what you're saying, ma'am.
I said
because I did everything that you do understand what I'm saying.
Correct. I said I do understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But you would have to give us a call back with your bank because the account is already in dispute. Now it's showing that you only disputed the trial amounts. Now if your bank can verify that they did not dispute the other amount, then we will be able to start a refund process. But you
There is no way that I could have called back because I just got the bill today. I thought it was all taken care of. I thought by everything that you people told me, I had done everything I was supposed to do to refund and get ready, you people, so I would get my money back on this.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but you'll have to give us a call back with your bank on your account.
Okay, I'm calling you back now, and I want this refunded today.
Well, you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line.
With the bank on the line? I've never heard of such a thing.
Just contact your bank and call us on three-way.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
Well, you disputed the charge, so there is nothing that we're able to do to the account at all. Now, if your bank can verify that a dispute did not go through for those other amounts, then we will be able to start a refund process.
I'm going to tell my bank just to press some charges against you people because this is not fair to me. Here I did something in good faith with you people, and you're making it hard for me to even return the products.
Yes, well, I do understand, but just give us a call back with your bank.
All right, when my bank calls back, they're going to call back with the credit union.
Okay, was there anything else that I may help you with today?
Excuse me?
I was asking, was there anything else that I may help you with today?
Yeah, you can put this, give this money back to me right now, like it was supposed to have been.
You have to give us a call back with your bank on the line.
Well, my bank is not calling back, but the Better Business Bureau will call back with my bank.
Okay, well, you just give your bank a call and then call us on three-way.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
I can't.